Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. Did a phoenix rise from the ashes? This month, a segment airing on Texas Parks and Wildlife Television chases a ghost. Producer Abe Moore explains.
Well, a couple years ago, the ivory-billed woodpecker was thought to have been seen in Arkansas.
It was an incredible frenzy. The whole ornithological community was just electrified by this. The bird had been thought extinct for 60 years.
And now there's a team here in Texas that spent 6 months looking for it out in the Big Thicket area in East Texas. So we followed them for 6 months, went out with them, and looked for the ivory-billed woodpecker.
What was it like for you to see these people in action?
Well, I was amazed at the technology.
Turn the volume. Double knocks.
We use playback to call ivory bills, the idea being the bird will hear its own species call and want to come and check it out.
Well, it's also just a profile on more than just the ivory bill, some of the woodpeckers that you find in Texas, the common pileated, which people think is an ivory bill woodpecker, but they look similar.
Do you have a new appreciation for this bird?
Absolutely, and I love the woodpeckers, and now when I hear them in my neighborhood, I'm like, oh, I know that call.
Will you be teaching your kids about these birds?
I already am, absolutely. She knows the calls of the red-bellied in her neighborhood.
Thanks, Abe. Visit us online at passporttotexas.org to find a complete listing of stations that air the series. That's our show for today. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.